To our guests here from Limud, welcome, boys. In the Aliyah of this of today's Aliyah of Shlishiya Bamidbar, we read about how the different tribes of Israel are divided into four groups, and each group has a degel, has a flag. That's all what it says. It tells us which groups are together, which tribes are together, and how every tribe is gathered around a flag. Yesterday, you all participated in a march of flags. And the question really is, what is the meaning of a flag? Where does it come from? So interestingly enough, the idea I'm about to share with you really brings us closer to Shavuot. Because the Midrash tells us that the idea of flags comes from Har Sinai. The Midrash tells us that at Har Sinai, Am Yisrael reached a very high level of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connecting to Him. And in their visions, they saw the angels who were carrying flags. And the Midrash tells us that at that moment, Am Yisrael turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, "We also want flags, just like the angels." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Okay, I will give you flags." When? In the beginning of this week's parsha, Parshat in Sefer Bamidbar, where we read on this Aliyah, every Shevet, every tribe, every group, every gathering of tribes has a flag. And in Ibn Ezra, when he tries to explain what these flags were, he brings another midrash. In this midrash, he tells us that there were four groups, right? The tribes were divided into four groups, and each group had one flag. What was the symbol of these four flags? So Ibn Ezra quotes a midrash that says it was Pnei Nesher. What's a Nesher? Eagle. Pnei Shor? An ox. Pnei Adam, and what's left? Aryeh, a lion. What are those four? What are those four figures? Anyone know? Were they from in the Tanakh? In Sefer Yechezkel, when it describes the chariot, Maaseh Merkava, when it talks about the Merkava that carries the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a very difficult chapter to understand. But it describes that the carriers of the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are those four figures. Now, if we put all this together, what will come out of this? That what was Am Yisrael seeing? What were Am Yisrael seeing and experiencing at Har Sinai? They saw the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who was carrying the Torah? The Malachim, the angels. Up until Matan Torah, it was the angels who carried the Torah, who carried Hashem's name in this world. At Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael received the Torah, and from now on, who is going to be the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world? Am Yisrael. If you want, at Har Sinai, it was the changing of the guard. If you ever saw in Buckingham Palace, you see how They changed the guards, right? With all this ceremony. At Har Sinai, something changed. The Torah was given from the angels to Bnei Israel. And what symbolizes that change? The flags. The flags of Israel carry with them the notion that we are now the representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. If until Har Sinai it was the angels who carried HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in this world, at Har Sinai, the flag of Israel, now symbolizes how we carry with us the name of Hashem. So I want to say really quickly, this is a discussion for a longer discussion, but there was a big fight, not a big fight, there was a fight, argument at the time, in the beginning of the 20th century, what would be the flag of the new state of Israel? This was before there was a state, way before. There was a talk, what would be the flag of the Jewish people here back in Israel? Some people had this idea of a flag with seven stars. You know what that symbolized? we work hard 7 days a week, we will achieve success. Which, of course, is mamash a kfira, mamash. It's like a call out against Kadosh Baruch Hu. We work on Shabbat. However, there was a Zionist representative at the time who named Wolfson. You may know him because his name is on many streets of Israel. Wolfson, who suggested what we have today. He said, why look for a flag? Why make up a new flag? We have a flag. It's called the Talit. Let's take the Talit, the colors of blue and white of our Talit, and we have the two stripes, the stripes from the Talit, and we'll put them again, David, an old Jewish symbol. This man wasn't religious. He didn't come from any religious background that he made this idea. However, if you think about it, there's something very symbolic that's in the flag that he suggested to do with what we just spoke about now. Chazal tell us that the tchelet, the blue color of the talit, of the tzitzit, is a reflection of, anyone? Of the sea. And the sea is a reflection of the sky. And the sky is a reflection of Kisei HaKavod, the chariot of Kadosh Baruch Hu. What carries Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world? So you see that this man maybe didn't realize what he was saying, but he also reflected the same idea that the flag of Israel today also reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence here in this world. The chariot, the Kisei HaKavod of Kadosh Baruch Hu, is symbolized till today in the flag of the Medinat Israel. And when we carry the flag, therefore, as it was in the Midbar, as it is today, is a reflection that we carry the meaning of Kadosh Baruch Hu here in this world. Then, and also today. Boker Tov, Yom Tov.